Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, online at carx.com. Ray! That is Ray Diaz, I think. Let's go.
Yo, Holmes!
Lawrence Holmes.
Holmes runs it really well.
Noon to two.
Holmes doing what Holmes does.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yo, Holmes!
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
With Wilson Contreras, it's like, that's a good player. And like he said,
I've been in this organization for 14 years.
That's wild. I hope that he gets what he wants and Cubs fans get what they want. I think what they want and what they deserve, quite frankly, is you should be competing. Are you going to do what it takes to compete? This is my view of what I'm getting from you, the Cub fan. You're the Cubs, the new Cubs. You don't need to be taking 5 years to burn it down and build it back up. I think you have a right to be jealous and look at the Yankees and go, well, hold on, and look at the Dodgers and be like, yeah, that's what I want. I want them to keep spending money. Oh, there's a great player that's available? Let's trade for him and then give them money.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Layla's still in the room for this. That's a good thing. Face drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Here's what we have on the docket for you. Zach Zateman is going to join me. We're going to talk about the Cubs. Another nice win. We're going to talk about the Dan Vogelback, Wilson Contreras thing. Man, I got to give Vogelback some credit, man. He got that steam engine moving. And then he was out by 4 steps. And then he got mad because he was out. I'm sure he was mad. He was like, man, I didn't have to do all this to just be out. And we'll talk with Russ Dorsey. He'll give us some big picture baseball stuff. And we'll probably discuss some of the White Sox stuff with him. I would like to talk about Ozzie and Tim, and I will do that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Glad that you're hanging out here with me. In about 10 minutes, our buddy Zach Zateman will be on the show, and we will talk to him about the Cubs, who are on a good run right now, taking advantage of a little bit of a softer schedule. That's key. the White Sox are trying to do the same thing. They're trying to take advantage of teams that aren't as good as they should be. And they still sit at 500 after yesterday's doubleheader. They won the first game, the doubleheader. It was really good to see Jose Abreu in a two-out situation come up clutch for the South Side Nine. And then in the second game, even as word of the lineup started to drip out yesterday afternoon, it was like, oh, man, like this doesn't look like a winning lineup. Now, to be fair to Tony, you never know what a guy might be dealing with in the clubhouse. You never know that a player might say, hey, I could use the second game off. So just want to be fair about this before I give you my opinion on it. I looked at the lineup and said, this is not a winning lineup. And I don't think that the White Sox can afford to give away games. They'll tell you, Lawrence, there's three quarters of the season left. It's okay. And I would say, that's cool. But I don't want you to have to chase this game in the middle of May in September. Ozzie Guillen, who clearly knows what he's talking about, had some things to say on the subject.
Jose, I could understand Jose, but T.A.? T.A.'s, what, 27 years old, built like a rock, and they can, you know, we hear Gordon Beckham say, when you a kid, go play. When you're a veteran, sit down.
A.J. Pollock played both games, actually, and Josh Harrison played both games. They're in their 30s.
Oh, he did play. He did play? Yeah. Josh Harrison played? Oh, yeah, he did play. Anyway, and Pollock played? Oh, good.
He got a double.
But I think sometimes we babysitting players so much.
And then I'm looking at the Royals.
You want me to say? You don't want to say. I need to say. I think we babysitting players so much. I understand with Hosey, yes. But with T.A., I don't want to say T.A., you got to be Ozzie Guillen, because Ozzie Guillen wish was T.A. But when you're young like that, play the game, you got to play every day.
Here's why I agree with Ozzie. T.A. offensively is one of three players in the White Sox lineup that you can count on. I have those three players right now as T.A., Robert, and Vaughn. Those are three guys that when I look at the lineup every day, I feel like I can count on them. And when you're trying to stack wins and kind of get a streak going, maybe you can go in there and take all five of these games from Kansas City. I think that you have to take that chance. T.A. did not like it, and he tweeted about it, which is also his right. Like, you know how I feel about T.A. Like, I love T.A. And I'm okay with him pushing back if that's what he wants to do. On it, I'm sure that he's frustrated too about what's going on with this team. I think all those people, including Ozzie, thought that this team would be much further along as we're at the quarter mark of the season for them. So T.A. put up a tweet, told Ozzie to shut the bleep up, that he talks too much, which is a charge that Ozzie gets quite a bit. Ozzie was on with Mully and Haw this morning, and he responded. And I thought that Ozzie's going to be mad that I said this about him. This is a super mature, like, Ozzie Guillen response. 10 years ago, I don't know if we get this response from 13.
I'm sorry if you feel that way about what I say. You know, to me, it's hard to do my job being mute. You know, I just make an observation as a baseball analyst. And I don't think I just don't respect anyone. I also say I wish I was like him when I was a player. You know, this kid is a tremendous ball player. I love the way always play hard. To me, he's one of the best players ever wear that uniform, without question. The only thing I can say, you know, if you don't like what I say, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to change my thought. And this kid is a big kid for them to win. The expectation of this ball club is very high. And I think without him, they're not going to win it.
Ozzie, I think what he was responding to directly was the comment about you talking about we're babysitting players so much. And I think that when you say that, Molly and I had talked about and texted before the game Many people agree with that and wonder the same thing, whether we want to call it babysitting or coddling or protecting. There seems to be this trend toward load management. It's in, called in the NBA, resting players.
Okay, I truly understand. If somebody had to be upset, it had to be the managers. Don't blame him, no him.
Right, just right.
Be honest yeah. with you. Somebody should be upset by my comment. It should be Tony La Russa. I said, you know, you don't have to make any comment about my lineup. No, but babysitting. Well, how many games we play in the season? 50?
Not even.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, then just like I say, you know, I mean, I know players need more rest now. I know players is different. The build players different now than it was back in the days. I truly understand that. But when you face a team like Kansas City, you got to bury them.
Yes, they do have to bury them. And I hate to use this word because we are only at like a quarter of the games that'll be played. I'd like to see more desperation from the White Sox. Like, how bad do you want it? And that's where I think Ozzy is. And I haven't talked with Ozzy. I'll have a chance to this weekend, but I haven't talked to him about that. But I want them to understand that it's not last year where the division is just gifted to you. Like, you got nothing. You actually have some competition right now for the division. You're not in first place. Can you afford to put Sunday lineups out there on the back end of doubleheaders? Can you find a different day to give TA off? And yes, there's 8 games in 7 days. And you're asking the guy who's playing the most demanding position in the game to play an extra game, perhaps. But I kind of want to see them get desperate here. Because you don't want to, like, that pitching performance yesterday, you weren't expecting that. You were in a position to win the game. And then hearing that TA was available to pinch run, but not to pinch hit, that seems really odd to me. The crazy part about it is, I honestly can't see a better relationship. Like, I can imagine Ozzy managing TA and them absolutely loving each other. And I can't be the only one who can see that. I feel like their personalities are completely on par with each other. And sometimes families fight, and it's totally okay. Cubs are on a roll. I'm going to talk with Zach Zaidman about that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Score. The Score.
And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station. Station.
And the 3-2. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Welcome to the Chicago Cubs, Christopher Morel. He missed first base. He goes back and steps on it. What a moment.
Can you believe it? Right? It's just one of them nights here at the Friendly Complex.
It was. There was a night of firsts over at Addison and Clark. Cubs with a win. They've won 6 out of their last 8 games. You heard the highlights courtesy of The Score. You can hear this man's voice on the pre- and post-game show. That is Zach Zaidman, who joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Double Z, what was it like to be there on a night of debuts?
It was electric. You didn't know it at the beginning of the night because you didn't know if Brandon Hughes or Christopher Morel would get into the game. And remember, the Cubs had the big fourth inning in which they took advantage of a couple of defensive miscues by the Pirates and busted out with 5 runs, blew the game open for the second consecutive night. And then in the sixth inning, Daniel Norris, the reliable lefty reliever, has to leave after 1 out with an Achilles injury, which the Cubs are calling day-to-day. So Brandon Hughes gets summoned. A few hours before, when he was called up, there weren't many Cub fans who even knew this guy existed. Then he's out there on the mound. And the backstory for Hughes, lefty reliever, originally drafted out of Michigan State as an outfielder, but he wasn't a very good outfielder. So the Cubs basically told him, either you switch and become a pitcher or there goes your career with the Cubs. He decided to listen to them, as anyone in that situation likely would. He became a pitcher, went into the pitch lab, has a good fastball, a terrific slider, and got the call up and comes into the game. You know, they give you as much time as you need to warm up when you come in for an injured pitcher. And he just lit it up, struck out.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Score. The Score.
And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station. Station. Station.
And the 3-2. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Welcome to the Chicago Cubs, Christopher Morel. He missed first base. He goes back and steps on it. What a moment.
Can you believe it? Right? It's just one of them nights here at the Friendly Complex.
It was. There was a night of firsts over at Addison and Clark. Cubs with a win. They've won 6 out of their last 8 games. You heard the highlights courtesy of The Score. You can hear this man's voice on the pre- and post-game show. That is Zach Zabin, who joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Double Z, what was it like to be there on a night of debuts?
It was electric. You didn't know it at the beginning of the night, because you didn't know if Brandon Hughes or Christopher Morel would get into the game. And remember, the Cubs had the big fourth inning in which they took advantage of a couple of defensive miscues by the Pirates and busted out with 5 runs, blew the game open for the second consecutive night. And then in the 6th inning, Daniel Norris, the reliable lefty reliever, has to leave after 1 out with an Achilles injury, which the Cubs are calling day-to-day. So Brandon Hughes gets summoned. A few hours before, when he was called up, there weren't many Cub fans who even knew this guy existed. Then he's out there on the mound. And the backstory for Hughes, lefty reliever, originally drafted out of Michigan State as an outfielder, but he wasn't a very good outfielder. So the Cubs basically told him, either you switch and become a pitcher or there goes your career with the Cubs. He decided to listen to them, as anyone in that situation likely would. He became a pitcher, went into the pitch lab, has a good fastball, a terrific slider, and got the call up and comes into the game. You know, they give you as much time as you need to warm up when you come in for an injured pitcher. And he just lit it up, struck out 5 of the 6 batters he faced. And that's huge. Just that right there would have been awesome. And then you have Christopher Morel coming in the 8th inning as a pinch hitter. And this guy's an ultra-confident guy. You can see it when you talk to him. You can hear it in the sound bites, I'm sure, after the game. He's someone that has felt he belongs in the big leagues for a while. Finally gets the call, gets the opportunity last night, tells Wilson Contreras in the dugout before he steps into the box, I'm going deep. And what do you know? He goes deep. Just an unbelievable night. And Wrigley is the kind of stage when there's something dramatic that happens that just makes something seem even more special than it is. And that was the situation last night.
Yeah, it's so weird, too, because yesterday when I had Rossi on, he was talking about Wilson's first home run that he hit. So to have that like confluence of being told, yeah, I'm getting ready to go my first at bat, and I'm about to hit this ball out of the ballpark. Seeing Contreras' reaction where he's got the gear on and he's jumping up outside of the dugout was awesome.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's why you saw the whole dugout, even before Morel went deep. If you were watching the game, you must have seen the entire Cubs dugout all on the first step kind of watching, because they know how confident Morel is, that swagger that he's got. And, yeah, for that to happen when the guy said it was going to happen, and then just the way he was running around first base, it reminded me of when Mark McGwire hit his 62nd home run way back when. Remember, he missed first, has to come back and make sure he touched the bag. Same thing was happening with Morrell. And it seemed as though Morrell's teammates were as excited as him when he smacked the ball onto Waveland. So really, just a cool atmosphere. And the Cubs are playing their best ball of the season. They've won four in a row. You mentioned it, that they've won six of eight games. They are, as we sit here today, forget the opponents that they played, but as we sit here today, no team in Major League Baseball has a longer winning streak than the Cubs with their four wins. And it's in large part, I think, to two things. One, obviously, the teams that they're playing are not as difficult as the teams that they were playing before when they had a really rough stretch of that road series in Atlanta and Milwaukee and that tough homestand where they lost all five games between the White Sox and the Dodgers. But they kind of recalibrated, hit the reset button when they went out to San Diego and Arizona. And it started with starting pitching. That, to me, has been the big key. We can talk about all the fun stories, but really it's the starting pitching that's enabled the Cubs offensively to do what they've done and win the six out of the eight. The starting pitching has an ERA of 2.37, I believe, in those eight games. And when you get that kind of lights out starting pitching, you're going to have an opportunity to win a lot of games.
You can hear Zach on the pre and post game and call in the fifth inning here on the Scores broadcast of Cubs baseball. Seiya Suzuki, very quietly, six game hit streak for him. It looks like the league adjusted to him, and now he's going through the proper channels of adjusting back.
He's hitting 300 during the six-game hitting streak, and he's got three doubles and three RBIs, and also had that magnificent throw in the outfield to cut down Daniel Vogelbach at home plate. This on the heels of a number of impressive defensive plays out in right field in Arizona to close out the road trip. I think that this game is a game of constant adjustments, right? So Seiya Suzuki had the initial taking the league by storm kind of debut when initially we were told, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time because the fastballs in majors have a little bit more velocity than the fastballs that you see in Japan, and the breaking balls have a little bit more bite to them than you see in Japan. But Suzuki lit it up early on. The league said, okay, we see what you're doing. We're going to adjust. He got banged up early on in the road trip trying to beat out a double play against San Diego. And maybe that gave him an opportunity to watch the game from a different perspective. But since coming back, he's been able to adjust. And there's a reason this guy was one of the top players in Japan and was ready to come over to the major leagues. It's because of his ability to understand how people are trying to get him out and his ability to adjust to that. And we're now seeing it at the majors. My favorite Seiya Suzuki story, though, has nothing to do with the way he's played. If you remember, Lawrence, during the recruitment process, and this guy was recruited by the teams that wanted him around the majors the way a standout college recruit is being given the pomp and circumstance, right, in the United States. Well, when he went with the Cubs, they put together a chart featuring the weather conditions that he has played in over the course of his career in Japan and what it would be like at Wrigley Field. So, and the comparison was very similar. But if you recall, we had a really bad start to the baseball season in terms of weather here in Chicago. It's only gotten good over the last, say, what, 2 weeks? And there was that one game at Wrigley Field, if you remember a few weeks ago, where it was snowing during batting practice.
Yeah.
And then there was, you know, temperature was in the 30s, and it was just a nonstop either flurries or rain. It was just nonstop precipitation for the full nine innings. Well, prior to that game, Suzuki walks into David Ross's office, and I'm paraphrasing the language that he used. And he goes up to Rossi and goes, you know those charts that you showed me with the temperature comparison? Baloney.
Because look at what we're playing in. This is not what I signed up for. Oh, man, that is so great. What time is pregame tonight, Zach?
Pregame is at 6:05 tonight as the Cubs look to sweep the Pirates and take their third consecutive series. They've already done that after winning 2 of 3 in San Diego, 2 of 3 in Arizona. They're looking for the sweep against the Pirates tonight with Arizona coming to Wrigley tomorrow. So 6:05 pregame, first pitch with Pat and Ron coming your way at 6:40, Lawrence.
The best in the business, Zach Zabeman. Check him out tonight at 6:05 and in the fifth inning, calling the action. Sir, as always, a pleasure.
Take it easy, my man.
That is Zach Zaidman. Check him out tonight on the Cubs pre- and post-game and call in the fifth inning. We'll stick with baseball because Russ Dorsey's going to join us. That's right. Our guy, Jerry Russ, joins us next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.